Now we come to the 15th path, Tiferet to Chokmah. The letter is He, the window, and the card is the star. An interesting path and of great help to you. The letter He is considered to be the creative factor of God. If you remember your Bible, you will remember that Abram and Sarai were childless. But then God changed their names, adding He, making them into Abraham and Sarah. When Sarah gave birth to a son, it was because of the creative He. I could use an entire session telling you about the symbolism here. I've already told you how important names are in the art of magic. This shows you how powerful a name can be. The meaning behind the letter He is incoming light or illumination, an opening up to wisdom. The star shows us what we can attain in patience and dedication. Noah opened the window in the ark and sent out a dove to see if the waters had receded, and it returned with good news. When we take this path, we become a window, deliberately opening ourselves to the light, and if we are wise, we let it flood through us and illuminate the heart center of Tiferet. It is a truly wonderful path. The 14th lies before us, and we can almost see the end of this great journey around the Tree of Life. You should travel these paths slowly and savor each one. You might even make it a year of deliberate work, keeping note of what affects you and how. This path is hard to cope with, for it leads from Bina the Great Mother to Chokmah the All-Father. It is the first Hieros Gamos, or Holy Marriage. Its letter is Dalet, the door, and the card is the Empress, who is the mother to the doorway of life. She is like a bride, ready to receive the life force that will fill the earth with forms. And what she receives, Bina passes on. The power of the life force flows down to Tiferet, the sphere of the sacrificed king. And mother love is a sacrifice, sometimes even of life itself. It goes on to Netzach, where passion and physical love create a diversity of form that covers the earth. On, through Yesod, the lunar sphere that rules the cycles of womanhood, and down to us in Malkut. It is the path of the beginning of life, and Bina is the true grail of grails. Walk this path and discover within yourself not only the illumination of the 15th path, but the promise of life to come. Here you will find the realization that we are also grails, for we hold within our DNA every single one of our ancestors. We are a living testimony to their continuing existence. The 13th path leads us gently to within sight of Keter, the first point of manifestation. Just as having completed the round of 12, we begin anew with 12 plus 1. The letter here is Gimel, meaning a camel, and the card is the High Priestess. Her place here tells us a great deal. First of all, the path intersects the last one. It does not cut it, but emphasizes the union of the mother and the father. The High Priestess appears in many guises throughout the tarot trumps. She is the angel blessing the union of the lovers. She is the seeming devil figure holding the man and woman in the thrall of passion. She points the way in the card of judgment, and she is the dancer in the world. She is the connecting link between Keter and Malkut. She is the path on the card of the moon and becomes the figure of temperance and then the high priestess. She is a constant figure throughout the journey. She travels, riding on the camel and under the symbol of her power, the moon. The physical moon reflects the physical sun. The spiritual moon reflects the spiritual sun, the solar logos, to the earth and its life. The moon rules the sea, and the camel is called the ship of the desert. And now, the 12th path that goes from Bina to Keta. Its letter is Bet, the house, and its card is the magician. The giver of life and form is the true magician. Woman receives the minute seed and by the power of her body transforms it into another human being. There are so many things that can, and sometimes do, go wrong during that process. The miracle is that so few things do go wrong. Bina turns her face to Keta and offers her power to create forms. She is the great seeress, for she understands what physical life will mean to her forms. She looks into the cauldron that is the primitive scrying glass and foresees the trials that await us. On this path, she is the magician who controls the elements that make up our physical bodies. She is the wise woman who weaves the pattern of our lives and dictates what we will face during that time. She gives us talents and strengths to use, weaknesses to overcome. She is change, and magic is all about change. The house of Bina is the house of many mansions. A house can be many things, a palace, a stable, a cottage, a body. She is the Shekhinah, the female aspect of God that lives in every home, even those where she is neither welcome nor recognized. She is there, unknown and invisible, for her house has an open door. This path will sometimes make you weep, but it will give you a feeling of security and belonging. The next time you open the door of your house, remember the house of Bina and be prepared to welcome a stranger. It may be someone who will change your life. The 11th path. You have made it. Aleph is the letter, meaning an ox. The card, the fool. The one who is at the start of his journey, as you were a short time ago. The path of Chokhmah to Keta is, in one way, the path of the prodigal son. He carries the treasure the father has given him, his inheritance, and is full of anticipation. He is naive and eager, but already he's forgotten the good advice he was given. But no matter. It is hidden away in the satchel, and Keta keeps an eye on him. And Bina has given him a white rose by which to remember her. Time to remind you that all the paths must be walked both ways. We are all fools, and will remain so until we reach Bina and understand what it has all been about. In some countries, a fool is seen as holy, touched by the finger of God. He has been given the gift of unknowingness and so remains an innocent. But the fool here is potential. He will make mistakes and have many regrets, but there will be moments of joy as well, the greatest of which will be his return. This path will perhaps remain an enigma. Its effects are slow to manifest, and you may miss them, but they will resurface again and again until you take notice of them. And now, just as the fool must step onto the path of manifestation, you must step onto the path to go home. But remember this, when you come again to my bet or house, I will open the dalet, the door, and welcome in the young fool who will one day be the magician. Off you go, apprentice, and take care. I'll see you again soon. Thank you.